This is JIS News. Coming up, businesses urged to invest in downtown Kingston. Additional mathematics specialists in primary and high schools this year. And local sports association and federations urged to ensure that they are tax compliant. Details after the break. Stay with us. Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is urging more businesses to follow the lead of telecommunications company Digicel by investing in downtown Kingston. The company recently finished work on its state-of-the-art global headquarters located at the Kingston waterfront. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller toured the newly opened building last Friday.
The more investments we get downtown and in Jamaica, is the better it is for all of us. And I think downtown Kingston is a prime location.
Digicel's global headquarters, touted as the greenest building in the Caribbean, houses some 1,200 employees. The relocation of the telecommunications company's head office is part of a continued thrust to redevelop downtown Kingston, with the Urban Development Corporation, the UDC, offering low interest and tax-free rates for companies who invest in the area through its tax incentive program, TIP. The Ministry of Education will be deploying additional mathematics specialists in primary and high schools this year to help boost the performances of students. This is in response to findings that two-thirds of the nation's primary and high schools are attaining less than satisfactory pass rates for mathematics.
616 of our primary schools, fully two-thirds, need support because they are attaining less than 50% mastery at the grade 4 level. And 132, again fully two-thirds, of our high schools are identified as having a critical mathematics deficit.
Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites speaking at the launch of Mathematics Week on Monday. He's urging all schools whose students are experiencing difficulties with mathematics to contact their Ministry of Education regional offices to arrange for mathematics specialists to visit their schools. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley is calling on all local sports associations and federations to ensure that they are tax compliant in order for them to receive government assistance to import sporting goods and equipment. Speaking at a recent meeting of the National Sports Associations and Federations, Minister Headley said she would intervene on the behalf of the sports associations once they become tax compliant.
The difficulty we have is that some sporting associations are not necessarily tax compliant or are not necessarily paying taxes, and that is where your difficulty exists. I'm asking that those requests come through the Sports Development Foundation to me, so I may make intervention on your behalf through the Ministry of Finance.
The minister added that legislation is scheduled to be passed by the government this year, which will further assist the sports federations to import sporting goods and equipment donated by overseas partners. And Jamaica is on its way to having an indigenous line of sporting apparel. Minister with responsibility for sports, Natalie Nita Headley, says the government has begun discussions with several manufacturers towards creating a Jamaican line of sporting goods.
Discussions have commenced with several potential manufacturers who have an interest. The next Olympics that comes around, when I see a t-shirt with Usain Bolt's face on it and the Jamaican flag, it really should say Made in Jamaica.
Minister Headley says she has already identified a location at which the sporting goods will be manufactured once discussions have been finalized. A Jamaican line of sporting goods, she adds, will boost plans to establish Jamaica as a major sports tourism destination. That was JIS News. I am Camille Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.